Hey, bitches. What the fuck is up?
Well, I think we're going to find out any second now.
Oh, hell yeah, we are, because we're hot.
Now let's listen to the theme song.
It's so good.
Chrissy and Craig. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Chrissy and Craig. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Chrissy and Craig.
You look amazing as always. I love the outfit.
Thank you. I totally was doing my makeup for so long and I was like, oh my God, I have to wear clothes.
Right. That small complication that happens from time to time.
Yeah. I was like, oh fuck. And then I was like, I need to also do my hair. So we're rocking the high pony today.
Yeah, no, it's very much a solid look. This is a crafted look. You're welcome. And actually, it's funny because I was listening to Prince and that outfit's giving me very Vanity 6 vibes.
Stop it. Really?
It's a good move, right?
So good. Yes.
That's all. You just have to admit it. You just have to admit it. Yeah. Yeah.
Always. That's how we do it, ladies and gentlemen and everyone else.
Exactly. Exactly. Listeners and viewers. Yes. That's right.
And viewers. Hey guys, you see me?
Yeah. Yeah. You see what we're talking about here, right? There's no argument. Mm-hmm. There's no argument possible. Not even if you were listening, because you know we're telling you the truth.
Yeah. I would never lie to you guys. I would never.
I might once in a while, but only for a good cause.
I'd lie for a good cause.
Absolutely.
That is what I tell myself.
Right. Well, that's the old, when people say little white lies. I think that's what they're talking about, right?
Yeah. Don't little white lies, though, sometimes fester into bigger things.
Yeah, like Republicans. Like, yeah.
Yep. Bigger things. That's above me.
What's that?
So that's above me. I never will that happen to me.
Oh, no, never. Never, never, never. No, absolutely not. No, but you're right. I mean, that was a cheap and easy joke because anything with Republicans is usually cheap and easy, but not in a good way.
Republicans are cheap and easy. Let's talk about it.
Let's get into it. Yeah.
Let's talk about the outfit of choice. I see, when I think of a Republican, man, I see the long beard that has never been combed through. Nothing against a beard, but please maintain that.
Absolutely.
Or also like a flannel.
Okay.
Also nothing against flannels, but
it's how they're styled. Yeah.
It's the way they wear it if he's a high school Republican, maybe it'd be the Aeropostale shirt with the flannel on and the khakis. Honestly, even a college student, I don't know how many of... No, if it's a college student, it'd be the flannel. The flannel is universal.
Okay.
It'd be the flannel and then a college shirt.
Oh, right, right. They have a lot of things that remind them of where they're going to school and broadcasting it to others to let them know.
Yeah, they're like, yo, University of Iowa. And I'm like, why would you proudly admit you live in Iowa right now?
Boasting about it, even.
Yeah, it's I guess nothing against Iowa. I'm so mean today.
Oh, that's okay.
I chose violence today.
You did. Now, it's funny because I was going to actually apologize to you because I felt that my energy was off in our last taping. I don't know why. And also,
really?
Well, it's partly the after effect of this last year. It's sometimes you're oh, I not that I felt like I screwed it up or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought, oh, my energy was off and, you know.
I felt that way too for a little bit. I was I was just so out of it.
It was one of those days.
I feel I was just talking. I don't remember who I was talking to this. Oh, it was with my friend Griffin. We FaceTimed earlier today and they were like, I just have so much stuff to do, homework and stuff, but I cannot get myself to do it. And I was like, one, I get that because of my ADHD, but two, even the stuff, we are not supposed to be doing anything right now, period. And so when we have stuff we're supposed to do, it also is just I don't want to do, we're so used to doing nothing. So doing things, even if we're supposed to, is impossible sometimes.
It really is. And also sometimes we don't even, estimate how much we are doing, so we sort of denigrate that, even if it's like planning stuff or like whatever, making lists or things that will help you actually do the thing. Sometimes you can go, oh, I didn't do anything today. You know, I was doing that recently. And then I was like, wait a second, I did a lot and do a lot in general. Like you do so much. You know, on Saturday, I opened up TikTok and I see that you were doing a thing live. And I was like, I was like, look at her go. Because I knew your schedule that day too, you know, briefly, or vaguely rather. I knew that you had like a small gap in the middle that was almost going to go towards doing a show. And I was like, wow. I was like, I was very impressed with your work ethic and your get up and go, if you will.
Thank you. I am not impressed with my work ethic. That means a lot to hear. I just like, I overwhelm myself or overbook myself sometimes for days where I'm like, oh shit. Or like, I feel bad. My poor managers, they'll be like, hey, can you make this video? And I'm like, yeah. And then I send it like at midnight. I'm like, sorry. I'm the worst. I feel like, am I the worst to work with? I don't know.
Oh no. Are you kidding? No, you are a dream to work with. I'll tell you that.
Really? Yeah. I hate working with myself.
Well, we're sick of ourselves because we're like, oh, you again?
Yeah, every day I'm like, God fucking damn it, Chrissy.
And plus, it's so easy to like look at the things that are quote-unquote flaws. And like, sometimes they're not even flaws. They're just things that we have an issue about with ourselves or whatever. Or also sometimes like we're not used to maybe seeing the good stuff all the time.
Yeah.
So we can look at something or like hyper-focus on the thing you just said, for instance, right? Well, you got it in at midnight, but it was an amazing video. And so therefore, that's better than a very promptly delivered video that's kind of like, eh.
That's true. At least I like take my time to think about it. But still, I have the worst work ethic, but I can still do things. So anyone out there who has a bad work ethic, I feel you, but you got it.
Yeah. And it's funny because I think your ethic is actually really strong. Maybe it's the way of getting through the 24-hour period that is sometimes filled with hurdles and pitfalls that kind of gets in the way. Does that sound about right? Because I also don't want to tell you how you feel about something. You know what I mean?
No, you're so right. I think like, I just think especially as of lately, just like being obviously in quarantine for a whole freaking year, just days do not feel real. And so I think like time gets away from me now that I'm like booked and like doing like, not booked, like I'm going out, but like in my own room, booked and doing shit. And I'm like, oh fuck, like I have to do this. I can't just like be in my room and chill for a whole day. Like I have like things I need to do.
That's the other thing that makes it kind of schizophrenic. And there's another aspect of it where you're booked and blessed, but you're in the same room as if maybe you weren't. So that's also maybe where you would go to chill. So therefore, it's hard to delineate like the space or define the space rather as the place where I unplug and also without the attendant benefits of, you know, oh, I'm going to this thing. There's an opening. They want me to come to it. That kind of stuff.
Because I feel like you have such a different energy when you're like going out somewhere that like, you know, like, okay, this is my work mindset or like my whatever mindset it is, like, I don't go into like work mode because I like work mode's boring. Like I'm definitely just like this same. But like I don't know. It's a different kind of energy you have when you leave your place and like trying to do like when I was in school like last semester. Okay, by the way, failed that whole semester. the whole semester.
When like, when class. Was the semester? What was it during the beginning of the crisis or
fall.
Was it? Oh, okay.
Like this fall? Well, because I was in school when like the pandemic hit. I went to Columbia in Chicago and it was like fine because I guess my major at the time was like social media management, which is like funny now because I was like, I don't need school for this. Fuck off. Yeah. And I left. But I did that and like I could do everything like online because like my job would have been like online if I was doing like the management side of it.
Right.
But like, OMG, did I not do anything? I can finesse myself out of like any situation. Like I could get good grades just by being like, please. And like, I'm not like inauthentic though about like why I didn't do my work. Like I was just like I had this one, I was in a fucking coding class, like Chrissy doing like computer coding. Like, it was insane. Like, I remember when it was in person before everything hit, I was like in there just like, what the fuck, the whole time. I would ask questions every like 5 minutes. It just did not work. And right. I, you know, the pandemic hit, was at home, and I literally just did not do anything. And I like, I tried sometimes, and I was like, I can't. And I literally emailed him. I was like, it wasn't you. Like, this is not your fault. I just like, I can't do it. I can't comprehend this. Like, if I fail this, I will request you as a teacher for next semester. Like, I'm sorry, basically. Like, I apologize. This was not your doing. I couldn't do it. And he was actually really sweet back. He was like, I know that you tried, like, when it was in person. And, like, I know that it's not really your fault, girl. Like, you just don't get it. So, ended up giving me, like, a C, which I was, like, failing. So, that was really, really kind.
Well, that's a good teacher, though. That's because the teacher sees that, like, it's not really maybe compatible with the way your brain works.
Yeah. He was definitely just like, you're never going to do this in your life. You're going to have people doing this for you. Well, see, so
is that a bad math equation, by the way? That's
I better be. No. I'll do it myself. I can do things myself, just maybe not computer coding.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't fix a car. I'm never worried about that. And I never, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that and the cooking, I mean, every occasionally, we talk about this a bunch, but I was just talking to my friend, John Grant, who we'll have on the show one day, fabulous queer musician and songwriter, et cetera. And we were talking about that, and he was talking about cooking, and he was sort of like downing himself a little bit, talking about how he can't cook. And I was like, okay, you were just telling me about how you go into these like wormholes of making music and listening to music and all this stuff. And I was like, you're an artist. So what? You don't cook. Who cares?
You don't have to do everything.
Right. And can you get food? Can you get food made for you and sent? Then terrific.
Can you like cook, you know, noodles? That's fine. Like,
exactly. Yeah.
You could boil some noodles. Like, you're good. That's what we do over here.
I was going to ask, because we didn't get into recently when I asked you, what's the one thing that you make in an emergency situation where you cannot get something delivered?
Like pasta. Yeah. Like something so easy. I would say like rice, but the other day I was like, oh my God, I haven't eaten and like I forgot and I was just doing a lot. So I was like, fuck, I can't even make rice. Like, that came out crunchy.
Some people go for crunchy rice, though. But I know what you mean. And when you do then sort of bungle the simply that, like a sentence like that, when you completely bungle a sentence, when you screw up something that's like ostensibly an easy dish, then you're like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do now because I can't do this.
Yeah. I literally gave up after that. I was like, I have to call my friend. Like, come over and help me make dinner. Did it together, but still, I was like, help.
I think it's all about problem solving, right? We figure out a way to get to the meal or whatever it is. Or with me, before GPS, I had to go anywhere that wasn't really familiar via routine, I would make a cassette because, again, I'm old and the car would have a cassette deck. And I would make a cassette that had the directions on it because I can't like drive and then look at a piece of paper and maps, forget about it. Even if you sat me down with a map. And my dad's sweet with the thing. He would always try to show me, explain the maps. Mm-hmm. And after a while, I'd be like, Dad, it's like the sports thing. I can't figure it out. Like, I don't know what's happening. It's just people moving back and forth on the screen and then they go to commercial. So then I think I had a portable cassette recorder with me because I would take that had the directions on it. So I could just listen to music and then like have that like, okay, it's a right turn at this thing. Yeah. But you know,
that is so smart.
Oh, thanks. Cause you know, and that's the thing. And that's the way to look at it. You know, look, you called a friend over and then you had a nice visit and a dinner. So.
Exactly. See guys, problem solving. We don't have to do everything.
That's right.
You know what? If we're not great at everything, that's totally okay because we're just great at other things.
Exactly. We're really good at some things, and sometimes we don't give ourselves enough credit.
That's so true. I feel like people beat themselves up a lot. Like, I definitely do this too. Just like when you can't, you think something's just so easy and you're like, fuck, like I can't do it. And then you just like think you suck. And it's like, you don't suck. Like you can do like a bunch of other things. Like you're talented in so many different areas. Like just because, babe, like you can't make rice, the world's not going to end. Like you're not going to not get a job. You're going to live. You're going to keep breathing. Don't you worry about it.
Right. Are taxes like making you crazy? Well, you know, hire someone to do it.
Exactly.
So on and so forth, you know, all stuff like that. Yeah. And then often with that hand in hand is that we don't give ourselves enough credit for the things that we do really well. Cause we're used to us. We're like, ugh, you again, this thing that you do, who cares?
Yeah, that's so true. Like, I feel like I never can like be satisfied with my work or what I do. Like, even if I hit a goal, I'm like, okay, I hit it. Well, I have to get the next goal then. Like, you know, like if it's a follower count or like views or like, you know, whatever it is, whatever it may be. I'm like, okay, that was exactly what you wanted, but now it's not enough. And I don't know why I do that to myself. I was like, I reached for this. And then I was like, and nope, I'm not going to be happy about it. I'm going to make myself crazy about it and be like, you didn't do good enough, which is like so toxic. But do you feel that ever?
All the time. I can completely remove the joy from something. I've gotten better at it. And I can enjoy the things, but I can also forget that there's like this, say, a body of work, 3 years of shows, you know, of this, of, you know, of Craig and Friends and then whatever, and this, all that stuff. And you can just be thinking like, oh shit, this is not, I didn't get this out in time or whatever, something like that. Very much that, you know? And so it's definitely important to remind ourselves to appreciate the things we have. And again, that goes to the gratitude thing. That's really important in order to both feel content with what you're doing and to also manifest stuff, because you got to sort of be grateful for what you have. And
I just love manifestation because it is so fucking real. Like, guys, I'm saying, listen to me right now. You have to start manifesting. You have to start speaking things into existence. You have to start believing the things you're saying, because it literally works. Like, even this.
The show, actually, the show is a result of that in my case. Yeah.
Yes. So like exactly same, like everything I've done, like TikTok and like everything I'm doing right now is a result of something that I like spoke into existence. I said, it's going to be fine. It's going to happen. And like sat on it and it was like, I don't need to worry about it. And it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like even like for a really, really small example, I like to like, I'm not great with journaling, which I should get better, because whenever I do it, I do feel really great afterwards. And I'm like, oh, I don't even have to think about all this stuff or like worry about this stuff for the day, especially if it's like a gratitude journal. Like it just feels so good. It's like, I am so grateful for that. Now I'm going to look at my day so much better.
Right.
And so I was doing that. Like I do it like maybe once every month or two, just like kind of write down the stuff I'm grateful for. And I did that. I wrote down everything I'm grateful for. I thanked the beautiful universe. And then I just wrote a bunch of like, I am statements or I have statements. Like, and I wrote down like, I am vaccinated. I am getting vaccinated this week. And 2 days ago, I wrote that. And today it's Sunday, still the week. And I got my vaccine appointment.
Congratulations. That's fantastic. Thank you. I have some good news in that regard as well. I have my appointment a little later than yours, May 4th, but it is happening.
Hey, it's happening. You have the appointment, though. I was like, I will be getting the appointment. I will have it set. Literally, like, that was insane to me because I wrote that down and then I said, like, this week, and I was like, yeah, but like, that's like a little too soon. And so I did like slash like April. I was like, maybe like, that's a better, you know, way to put it. But it worked. And I like got a bunch of crystals too.
Oh, nice.
The other day that are, I'm so lame, but no, I'm not. I'm cool.
Absolutely.
That are like good for like fame or like.
Oh, cool.
For like, you know, positive, like. Just
accomplishments
like thoughts,
and achievements
accomplishments,
and stuff like
that. Yeah. And I shoved them all in the journal. and slept right next to it. I was like, this has to work.
That's a good move. That's a really good move.
The sleeping with my selenite stick. Yep.
I have on one of the recent times where it was like, this is a good day to do the full like letter and stuff. So this is my journal. And four of the manifestations and affirmations, right?
Yeah.
And then this is like the big letter. So that's folded in there. And every once in a while I walk past it and I open it up and I kiss the letter. So
I love that. I know. You just like put it in there and you're like, thank you. Like, thank the universe or whatever it is that you believe in. Like for me, I just like miss universe. She's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. She guides me. But whatever it is, like thank that. Just I am statements. I will, or not even I will, like I am and I have.
That's right. Those are important.
Those. I don't know. Like even if it doesn't happen right away like that, like still believing that, like kind of forces yourself to go move towards that goal even more and to work towards it. Because you're not just going to get stuff without working.
Oh, no, right. That's the key to it. Right. There's manifesting and then you actually have to do the work. So they're hand in hand. And and also to anyone who's listening who might be skeptical or viewing, just try it for a while. Try it for a while, but try it and give it a good shot and do the I am. Don't say I want. Don't say I wish. I am and I have and the things and the stuff. And don't think you're being too grand. Like go for it. See what happens.
Even if it is like you're skeptical and you're like, well, it's not working for me. Just saying like, I'm thankful. I'm grateful for this. Mm. Like really puts your day and your life in such a different perspective, especially if you're doing that, you know, every few months and you look back and you're like, oh, like I'm so grateful for that. Like just looking back on like what you have and like what you've accomplished in the few months, like you've been doing it. Like it's just such a nice, it's so reassuring because we all need that kind of reassurance, especially right now.
Yeah. No, absolutely. When, like, absolutely.
There's no guidance or no answer to literally anything at the moment.
Right.
So, yeah.
It is a really important time to do that. And also to remind yourself of the things that you're thankful for. And like you said, the things that you've just achieved. One technique that I recommend, and even if you don't feel like it's going to work, is think about something that you want to have happen. Then take a minute, close your eyes, and think about the feeling of what that's going to feel like when that happens. And give yourself a few minutes. Really go through it and imagine. And you can, I'm telling you, you will feel a little bit of it. It's almost like looking at a photograph of something and you get a sense of it. You get a little whiff of the feeling. And in dark moments, I can tell you that that's been enough to help me get out of the dark spiral. And also, it reminds you of what's possible too. Because when we don't see anyone, we don't go anywhere, it's very easy to forget actually the feeling of things, right?
Yes. That is so fucking true. I just like forget what life, like whatever real life was before I even like felt like. And
yeah.
But yeah, like it's definitely, yeah, feeling like you will feel a snippet of what that, like once you accomplish that or get whatever it is, what that feels like. You really just like have to meditate kind of with it. And like, I'm not a person who can really meditate very well. So is this lopsided? This.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
is it? Okay. ADHD, hello. I'm not a person who meditates very well just because literally my ADHD and just like, I am just so like, all the time, which I love about myself, but like it makes it hard to do that. But taking like literally a minute, just like laying down and closing your eyes and being like, this could feel good. And then like going about your day. Yeah. Manifestation works, but you have to work towards your goals too. Like it's not this like magical thing that just like happens. Like I literally, to get my vaccine, had to stay on my phone on one website today for 2 hours straight because it kept like reloading until it got me in so I could schedule. So like I literally was just sitting in my room. Like I couldn't do anything on my phone. I was just like, this, I really want to leave right now. I'm not going to get it. Like it was going down, like the numbers,
And it's doing that thing where like the appointment that you think you're going to lock in, it then spins, right? It's loading. Yes. And then by the time it loads, your appointment is gone to someone else.
Yeah, I literally screamed fuck so loud because that happened. Oh my God, I get so angry so quickly. Like, I feel like I'm this little, like, I look like to the internet, this little bean of like happiness and love and light. But like, oh my God, I get angry so fast, and I'm like, fuck, God fucking damn it. Like,
oh, you should hear me sometimes. And that's the, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine. My friend was there and this is like, what the fuck? Like, calm the fuck down. So we had to work for it, but we got it.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
We got it. And now we're going to be safe, bitches.
That's right. Safe. And I got some other news that I've been excited to tell you about.
I'm going to tell.
So tomorrow, I will be having sex for the first time since February 12th, 2020. Yes.
We love to hear it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then I can give you a recap when we tape the day after. I can tell you how everything went.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Come on, sex. Let's go.
Yes. See,
I love it.
They messaged me
so
today.
Much.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy. I'm so psyched about it. They messaged me today. I woke up really early today, almost too early. But I went to bed last night when I just felt the sleep approaching. I don't know if it was the pizza I ate. I'm not quite sure what happened. Mm-hmm. But I thought, okay, well, I'm a little sleepy now. If I push through this to edit, which is something I've done before, and I'm glad we mentioned that because I want to get back to the whole overbooking yourself and all that stuff, which I understand. But I'm going to try to remember to go back to that. We'll see how it goes. And I was up super early, and but in a good mood, you know, and everything, and looking at the stuff on the internet. And then I get a message, and it was this person checking in with me, who they had checked in with me months and months and months ago, but that was before, you know, anyone could get a vaccine.
Right.
I just couldn't even consider it, right? And they were checking back now. They're vaccinated, and they get tested all the time for work. And first of all, it's a nice feeling. Someone's been thinking, like, okay, I'm vaccinated. I'm going to message them. Very nice. And they said a couple nice things, many nice things, sent some nice pictures. And we have a hookup plan for tomorrow and then a little date in a week from now because they said, well, why don't we see, like, maybe we could be, like, you know, friends like that, or we could just be fuck buddies too, either way. But would you be interested in a date? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Because we were going to go on one, like, I don't know, a long time ago, before the pandemic, before the all that. And work got in the way, whatever. But so yeah, isn't that great?
That's amazing.
Thank
I'm
you.
So proud of you.
Oh, I thank you. Thank
you.
Yes. I'm very, very excited.
Oh my gosh. I miss randomly hooking up with people.
Now I'm gonna ask you a question and you can choose to answer or not.
Okay.
But so you are seeing someone, right?
Yes.
How long have you been seeing someone?
I've been like seeing this person for a few months now, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you. They're a very, very kind person. So I know I got kind of lucky through like quarantine, like being able to see somebody so I didn't have to like miss the touch of another human being that long.
I would
go nuts. Like just knowing myself. Like listen,
I'm planning on going nuts tomorrow, but that's
a
different kind
listen,
of nuts.
Like whore is a mindset and it is whatever it is, but I'm a whore and I love being a whore.
Me too. Okay? Me too.
And I just like, I am so used to being a whore. And then the pandemic hit and I was like, oh my God. This is horrible.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, we can be our whore selves or our slut selves in many different ways.
Sure.
It's a mindset. But still, I was like, oh my fucking God. So it was really nice that I met somebody and I've been able to see them for quite a long time. They're very kind human being.
Oh, I love to hear that, and I'm very happy about that. And I'm sure everyone listening or watching feels the same way, you know?
Don't yell at me, everyone. I feel why would they talk. Because my fans are ruthless, and I love them so freaking much. They're my little bim babies, but they're a little ruthless bunch. I feel like they bully me. They're like, what? You're 6'1"? Like, yes, get over it.
But
I'm still seeing all, I feel like I'm dating all of my fans though.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Like it's an open relationship. So like we're all dating.
Now, is it in fact an open relationship or are
it's exclusive. Like,
yeah.
I don't think like for now, though. Like, I don't think talking about being open would be ever out of the picture. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
Because, like, I'm just who I am. Like, and
yeah.
But, like, at the moment, yeah. And also, like, I don't want to be, like, seeing other people, period. Okay, hotties, hold up. We'll get back to the show in a second, but we have something to say to you.
Something very important. It's about the place that you can go to get a lot more of us.
Like, a ton of us. And that's, like, really hot.
There's nothing hotter.
No, not at all.
So the place that you can go, that you should go, that really you need to go.
It's patreon.com/Chrissy and Craig.
That's right, patreon.com/Chrissy and Craig. There's all kinds of bonus episodes over there, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. You want to watch them all because you can't get enough of us.
That's right. You can't get enough of us, and you get some bimbos only episodes.
And bimbo questions.
Also, join us for Bimbo Cinema Club.
Oh, there's so much more that you have to look at.
You're probably already over there now because that's how hot this offer is. So we're going to get back to the show, and you enjoy checking out which tier works for you.
Do it or else.
Sometimes people almost feel like we have to like make excuses for that feeling because it's so like chic to be non-exclusive. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Philosophically, I know you're very pro that, but every situation is different. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
So, like who knows? Like I'm non-exclusive, right? In all my situations. Now I've had something with someone in London, who you know, that and we've never been in the same room together, but we've had a lot of fun on video and we talk all the time. But that's the non-exclusive thing as well. I've sort of gone into the non-exclusive camp after the two horrible relationships.
Yeah.
But it could come about one day where I feel differently, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like right now, like I would not want to do that like at all. And I don't think they would either. But also it's just like being open with your relationship, period. Like not even in like a sexual way or anything, just like always keeping that open mind because, like, I don't know. Who knows what it'll be like if I'm with this person for, like, a few more months or another year or where we'll be on the planet. You know what I mean? So, and I just, there's a book about, I think, non-monogamous relationships called The Ethical Slut.
Oh, right. I've heard a lot of great things about it.
I've wanted to read that so bad. My brother has that book, so he's going to give it to me because it's just like interesting too. Just the way that we were told we have to view relationships and how relationships have to be. And it just kind of like undoes that and unravels that in a really interesting way. And just, you know, talks about how like as human beings, it's not like we were sent here by whatever and we're said like you have to be with one person and it has to be this way and it has to be the opposite sex, et cetera. You know, it just kind of completely unravels that whole look to it. So
yeah.
I'm really excited to read that.
Yeah, I should check that book out too because that whole branch of philosophy, essentially, I find fascinating and I've applied to my life and really enjoyed it. And it's done a lot for me, particularly because, as we talked about, I was in that relationship for 14 years, way too long, because it was dead for a good long time. The over loyalty and that sense of that you got to make something work when you don't, and you can't really make something work when it's not working, all of that stuff. But people get into so much trouble because of this slavish devotion to the the notion of what relationships are supposed to be, particularly people, the cheating epidemic, let's say.
Half,
if not more, of that would be dissolved by talking about these things. Maybe you figure out you don't want to be with the person, or maybe you figure out you'd like to be with other people, or, you know, someone of the same sex, or whatever it is, whatever the situation may be. But there's so much secrecy, and then craziness that goes along with it, which I have no time for. I had all my craziness with relationships already. I am too old to have any more of that. We're all too old, but I'm just saying, you know, like
no, for sure. I mean, I feel like so many relationship problems just literally stem from that lack of communication. And it's like sometimes those are uncomfortable conversations to have with a partner, but like you have to, like, especially if you want that relationship to last or to be something in the future, like you have to be open with your partner. Like communication is just so taboo for some reason. It's like, for what? Like, it would literally make so many things on this fucking planet better if we just communicated with each other. But alas.
Part of that, though, is also things that are trauma related, where I'm sure you've experienced this, where you're like, well, I don't want to tell them that this thing isn't really, not even sexually, just like something was bothering me, because that might do this. You know, like, you can put any noun or verb or whatever in those places, but you can get this thing in your head about something. And sometimes that changes how you behave to the other person. They don't know why. Mm-hmm. And it's something that maybe if you talked about, it could have been dissolved and taken care of, like a perceived slight, because you were maybe verbally abused in a way that sounded kind of similar, but maybe they just had an off day, and or they weren't listening to you, or whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think trauma has a lot to do with how you go into the relationship afterwards, like the next relationship.
Yeah.
And I think also, obviously, you don't have to be completely open about your trauma per se. Like, you don't owe anyone anything.
Right.
Like, anyone ever. Like, you do not owe an ex, unless you're like really doing horribly shitty things. But like, you know, like if you... there should be no like, well, you're my partner, and so you need to tell me this. Like, you need to do this. Like, no, I am not your partner. I am myself. Like, and I think a lot of times we forget that, and we just kind of go with what maybe our partner wants, because they're more of the one that in the relationship may make the decisions, which is a little like, you need to check yourself on that, because no one should be making the decision, any decision for you. Like, it should be obviously consensual with whatever it is. Like, you both should be wanting to do whatever it is. And I think a lot of times, sometimes we rely on a partner to make decisions for us, to let us know like what's okay, what's not, when like that is incredibly unhealthy, because we're not somebody's partner. We are 100% ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, our partner is great to have, is like, you know, a person to lean on when you need them, and just another great human being who is completely themselves as well, that you guys can come together and be yourselves with. But it should not be like that mesh of a pair. Like, I get so cringed out when I see relationships like that. Genuinely, it's like, which one of you is faking it? Like,
right. You know, I mean, there's moments in the 14-year one that there's moments of that where I think back and it's like too much enmeshment. Like, and also you can do it to yourself. You can actually start thinking, I need to either check this with them, or like, I need to, you know what I mean? Like, you can sort of cede control because you think you're supposed to, or if you're overly concerned with how they're feeling, not that you shouldn't be concerned with what they're feeling, but I guess if you feel overly responsible for the other person's feelings, ambition, ability to achieve things or whatever, that kind of enmeshment is so dangerous.
Like, you should be always conscious, I guess, of your partner's feelings. Like, okay, I'm listening, and I see you, and I acknowledge that. But like, being afraid to say something to a partner, being afraid to do something because of a partner, that, like, you know, if it's like cheating, don't fucking do that. You know, if it like, you have not discussed, like, yes, we are open in that way, you know, like, you know, but for like real life things, like, you should never be afraid of your partner's response, because even if you do something that maybe your partner like wouldn't have done, your partner isn't there to like
approve or disapprove.
Yeah, approve or disapprove. Your partner is literally there for support.
Right. And it's exactly ideally it's two independent beings. This is the ideal version, how it should be, right? Two independent beings that like to spend a lot of time together, that like to have this thing that sort of is there when they're both there, but it doesn't mean that you're half of it, or you're less a person when they're away. You know, sometimes people get hung up on this whole like, missing people, and they're just consumed with it and what the other person's doing. That's the other thing. Kind of people get consumed with that whole, where are they? What are, all that stuff. And that is craziness to me too.
Yeah. It's like, also, if you're so worried about what this person is doing all the time, where they're at, who they're talking to, fucking dump them. Like, you're wasting your time from developing yourself. I totally was like that before my last relationship, because it was so just like fucked up. And that's all I cared about. Like, I did not spend time caring about myself at all. Then I got out of it and was like, oh my God, who was I for a whole year? I don't even know myself. I literally left that relationship and was like, so who are you? Like, right. Who the fuck are you, bitch?
Yeah. I've definitely had stuff like that, because you get, particularly in an abusive situation, whether it's psychologically or whatever, the walking on eggshells becomes basically a way of life. You start to think about everything about, are they going to get upset? Are they not going to get upset? And this could be anything. And then that is so destructive, because it sort of reduces your own feelings and initiative in life into basically just like conforming the day to make them not blow up or get shitty.
And it's
shitty.
Like, why do you want that? And like, I know it's hard. Like, I'm saying that like it isn't hard to, like, it's hard. It isn't hard to get out of. And I know it is hard to get out of.
Sure.
And I know like it's so, especially when it's like psychological and like mentally, like this person is like fucking with your head. It is so hard to realize. But like, I feel like, I don't know, for everybody, for my experience and myself, I'm literally talking from my experience. Like, in the back of my head, I knew that it was like fucked up. And even though I was like always confused and like being played with and manipulated, like, I knew that I was being played with and manipulated, you know? Yeah. And like, if you can finally recognize that and see that, like, I feel like that's your ticket to just like stop and get out, like, acknowledge it, see it, and be like, that's not okay, because nobody should be doing that to me. And no friend, no family member, no partner, no roommate, nobody should be manipulating how you feel or what you're doing ever, because you are not being yourself as a human being then.
And if there's someone who routinely makes you feel lousy, no matter what, like you said, friend, family member, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You really gotta give them a farewell from your life, because it's not good, and it won't change. That's the other thing. A lot of people, oh, they're going to therapy, they're doing this. Like, that's great. Maybe it's not your responsibility to be by their side if they were terrible to you while they go to the thing. And not saying not be supportive of someone, but there's degrees of this kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean? Someone has trouble opening up to you and they're going to therapy, that's a different kind of thing. Yeah, sure, there's no problem. You can maybe stay with them. They've been making you miserable, making you crazy, making you feel like shit. It doesn't matter what, they could go to doctors every day of the week. It's not for you to sit there and be like, well, one day they'll be better, because probably they won't.
Exactly. Exactly. The thing is, it's like, you, if you are so like, well, one day, well, soon, well, I think, no. Like, you do not have to wait around for somebody to be better or meet your expectations, which it's okay to have expectations with people, like, not expectations that are like this demeaning and like not fair, that like, you know. And like, sometimes people will try and meet your expectations and not do it the way you want. And that is okay too. No one's going to be that perfect person. That's another thing. You are never going to find a perfect human being literally ever in your life.
Yeah. That's very true. Yeah.
Everybody is flawed. Everybody's fucked up. Even the people you look up to who you think are just wonderful, awesome human beings, like, they're fucked up too. Like, nobody is perfect. So being like, oh, like, I'll find a perfect person one day, and looking at people like that, or looking at your partner like, well, you're not perfect to my standard. Like, you're not this, 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 and this, this. It's like, the, no one will ever be. And even if you think they are, in a month or two, they're not going to be. And that's okay, as long as, like, it's, you know, not hurting you or them.
Right.
In a bad way, you know?
Right. But people who have, like, strange metrics about, I don't know, whether it's the partner's job or the, you know, oh, they spend too much time doing this or all that. So, that's another thing I can't stand. When people just like neg their partner's activities, hobbies, interests all the time, and like mock them and always act like, oh, it's that stupid thing that they, I'm always grossed out by that. Like, it really gives me the douche chills. It makes me just think less of the person who's doing the squawking.
Yes, I know, because it's like, okay, you do not have to like everything your partner does. Like, your partner, you are allowed to get annoyed by your partner, but to like bring that up to other people and be like, oh, this annoying thing my partner does that is like, they like to, you know, whatever. It's like, okay, let them like their thing, you know, like,
right.
You don't have to like everything your partner enjoys.
And also when people are just shitting on their partner to other people, it's like, so this is what you want to present. You want to present that this person is like either a burden or an idiot or this or that. So what are you getting out of this? And also, you know, if you don't like them, maybe like do yourself a favor and let them go.
I just don't get, okay, but I feel like people like that who like constantly shit on their partners and are like, I fucking hate them. And when it's not in like a manipulative, like you're in the space of like, I can't get out of this relationship because it's abusive, you know, like very different. But just like that person who's always like, my partner's so annoying, like they're this and this and this, like they don't do this right, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you sound like you're the problem in the relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I never think of like the partner, the person you're talking about, as necessarily the problem. If you, every time I'm hanging out with you, are going to be like, fuck my partner. They suck. I want to break up with them. Like, and then you don't. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because then it's like they're addicted to being the person in that narrative. They're addicted to getting the sympathy from others. I mean, we've all had those friends who would like the nonstop ones, and you I'll go pick you up and you can come over and we'll talk, and you know stay up till 4 and they're crying, boo-hooing, and then it's as if nothing ever happened, and then rinse and repeat. And it's like, you like this is something you're digging, and I don't even know if what you're telling me is true whatsoever.
See, it's like, I remember being that person who would like do that when I was in this like shitty fucking relationship. And it was because I felt like I couldn't get out of it, which obviously isn't true. And just know, like, even if you're in those relationships, like you can, like I believe in you and you can do it. But like, and I remember too, though, being like, when my friend like kind of got annoyed with it, I was like, yeah, you have every right to be mad at me. I was like, this is annoying. And you're right. Like this. You can be mad and you can be frustrated and you can talk behind my back about it because you are right. Like, this is fucking frustrating for me and for you, because it's a constant cycle of like, I hate this person. This person's the worst, blah, 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 crying. And then like being like, okay, I guess I'll stay with them. Like, I'm afraid, like, I feel like I can't get out of it. And that's hard. But like, if you're in that position, like where I was, it's like, you have to, your friends are allowed to be mad at you. And like, even though you need support, you can't overstep that and overuse them, because like they have their own lives too.
And sometimes support is someone getting mad with you and saying like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, or like, fuck off with this. Like, you're really bumming me out. Like, you're just now coming over and transferring your energy onto me so you can feel better, and then leaving, or whatever version of that it is. Yeah. So sometimes that's what support looks like. Cause when people just yes you to death, there's nothing worse than that.
Exactly. Like, you need some like friends or a partner or anyone who is just like, hey, like with a decision, just maybe not being like devil's advocate all the time. Like, sometimes you could be like, okay, maybe the outcome of this won't be that though. Let's talk about it. Don't be like annoying devil's advocate, like every straight cis white man, but like, you know, be authentic. Like, if you're feeling like maybe something isn't a good idea, or you're like questioning something, tell them that. Or if you see your friend just like being a fucking shithead, like tell them that. Like,
yeah,
you are, what you're doing is wrong right now. Like, you are treating this person wrong, or you're doing this like, and it's not cool. Like, that is okay. And if your friend like gets mad at you for doing that, and like, it may happen, they may get upset and defensive, but later doesn't come back and is like, you know, it doesn't have to be like, you were right, but like, you know, y'all can talk it through and still be friends afterwards. Like, don't fucking associate with people who don't want to grow or hear other things.
Absolutely. And also, that reminds me of a friend who, in the midst of that nightmare I told you, the recent one 2 years ago, when they were first here, and we were going to, I'm not going to say we, just me and that person, because it wasn't we, social situations, was trying to embarrass me in front of someone. And that my friend called me that night and was like, what's going on with fill in the blank? And I was like, I don't know. I I have no idea. This is like a completely different person than the one I met. So hopefully you all have people in your life who will say the uncomfortable things. Because it's not always easy. Because there's friends who will, you know, you see around or whatever who don't know what to say, or they're confused, or there's, you know, and it's tough in those situations too, because it's not your friend's responsibility to be like, hey,
right. It
appears that from the small bits of data we've been getting here and there that this might not be the greatest match. But right. When someone does say that to you, definitely like listen to it. And you might get upset or offended, but chances are there's a reason they're telling you this.
Exactly. I just think like having, just like we were saying, like open communication with a partner, like friendships too. Like that is why like me and my best friend, we've been friends since like we were like fucking 11 years old. And like we, you know, middle school drama, like not talking for months, like stuff like that. Like high school, just like literally being in two separate friend groups, which like we still maintain like a pretty decent relationship. And like now out of high school and like she's in college and I'm not, but like we are best friends. And like we, you know, can go so long without talking and like, always be on the same page. And something I really respect about our relationship is like we can have those fucking conversations with each other where it's like, hey, I wasn't cool with this, or like, hey, I don't think that's okay, or that was right. And like, it's not like the other person doesn't get like, you know, like, and if I can be very reactive very quickly. I know that about myself, and that's something I like work on. So like, there was a time she was saying something to me and I like kind of like snapped a little bit and got really angry. And I was like, I'm sorry. That was like an emotional response and I wasn't listening. And I was listening to like myself and how I felt about it, not how you felt, you know? And I was like, I apologize. Let's keep talking. Like being able to even communicate like that is so incredibly important to maintain anything. Like I remember too, maybe a year or two ago, she's from my hometown and like we had our, you know, friend group in our hometown, and I was just like always and still a little bit am, but like sometimes like with my consent, like the butt of the joke, like constantly. Oh, okay. And like this is kind of where this whole like bimbo thing arises too, just like I've always been called stupid, I've always been called the slut, like I've always everything. And it's like, yeah, those are okay things to be like stupid and a slut, those are fine. It's okay. Cause I am. But like, it was just so like always the butt of the joke, like Chrissy, let's make fun of all of your failed relationships too. Let's make fun of like X, Y, and Z. Let's make you feel like the stupidest person in the room. And it's like, okay, I'm not the stupidest person in the room.
Right.
I mean, one and two, it's like, that is annoying. Like y'all are my friends and I'm not cool with that. And I remember going to get like Starbucks or coffee with her or whatever, and just like being in the car and being like talking about kind of that, and just being like, you know, I honestly feel like I'm the butt of the joke constantly and it's getting old. And like we had such a mature conversation about it, because she was like, yeah, you're right, you are. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, like I'm sorry that she may not have been the one directly saying things, and sometimes she was, but like she was like, yeah, you are right, and like I didn't realize that, and like that's not fair to you. So I'm sorry. Some other people did not really like that and were just like, oh, Chrissy, you're so hard to hang out with. You're always calling me out on my bullshit. And I was like, don't have bullshit then. I'm not going to call you out if you're not doing some bullshit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it's like, if that relationship doesn't last, I don't fucking care, because I'm going to call my friends out on their bullshit like they should do the same with me.
And that's the problem with friend groups a lot of times. There can be this toxicity that gets in there, and then the roles are created. And then a lot of times the ones who sort of benefit the most from that, the ones who either perceive themselves to be on the top of the tier or leading the bunch, they sort of profit emotionally from having the people to step on all the time. And then they do it so much, right? They do it so much that the other folks just take it as if it's the truth, that that's just how things have been. So that's the way things are.
That literally described perfectly, like, not this, like, kind of, like, out of college or out of high school friend group I have, but, like, my friend group in high school was, like, exactly that. It was the most toxic shit. And I'm not going to say I wasn't toxic, too, because I definitely was. Like, we were, like, the popular like theater kids, like fucking embarrassing. Because like,
oh, popular theater kids, look out. That's a lot of, yeah, I know. Yeah,
but it's like, it was crazy the hierarchy that there was in my theater department, because it literally was like a school. It was a hierarchy of like, you know, popular kids, like weirdos, like, you know, alt kids, band kids, you know, like, but within just the theater department. And it was like my friend group was that like popular group. And so yeah. It was like a little toxic. And like my best friend for years just was that, like, kind of benefited off of doing that, like emotionally, like stepping on people and using them like that. And I probably was doing the exact same fucking thing, because me and them were like this. And I remember my senior year being like, oh my God, this is really toxic. Like, I could not ever have, you know, a relationship in high school without them, you know, being like, oh, fuck you for that. Like, you're replacing me, so I'm going to replace you. And it was so petty.
Yeah.
Or just like anytime I'd make new friends, even. I literally remember like this person saying, like, Chrissy, I was friends with another person from the other high school. And they're like, Chrissy can't have another gay best friend. Like, that's not okay. And like, dead serious. And it, someone told me, and I was like, what? Like,
right. Yeah. But that's, it just, but people like, really do that stuff, you know, like they, yeah. they get so committed to their role sometimes, and the yes. uniqueness that they hold within a certain sector of a subsector of yeah. the school or the office or, you know, whatever, your town, whatever that is.
Yeah, that is so true. And like, I just find it so funny now, because I do remember like senior year, like kind of noticing the toxic patterns that were put on me, and just yeah. being like, I was so afraid so much of high school to tell this person, like, you're really hurting me when you do this. Like, when I, you know, have a relationship in high school, which is just a fucking high school relationship, like, you always replaced me with a new best friend that entirety of the relationship, and shove it in my face, and you talk shit about me to everybody, and it always comes back. But still, I'm so afraid to tell you, because I love you so much and we are best friends, but like, you treat me really poorly.
Yeah.
And it just like blew up our senior year, and we had stopped being friends. And like, at the end of, you know, right before we were going to college, which was really sad, because this person had been my friend for years. And I remember like sitting down with them like 6 times and being like, can you tell me like what I did that hurt you? Because I really like, I cherish our relationship a lot, and like, I don't want to hurt you, but I'm a human also. And if I did something I didn't realize, you need to tell me. And they'd always be like, no, you didn't do anything wrong. Nothing happened. You're fine. You're overreacting. And then just ghosted me, like completely cut me off, would talk shit about me. My whole friend group then literally exiled me from the group. And it was just like, and this other girl was in on it too, just like completely like bullied. I was like bullied my yeah, senior year.
That's bullying.
By it's, my it, friends.
Narcissistic bullying. Because yes. that person's a narcissist, and it's, I don't know what the equation is, or it's not better or worse than the romantic one, but it can be yeah. just as harmful and terrifying. I've had the thing too, where you start to think like, what did I do? When really yeah. someone was just treating you badly, but they but actually also, enjoy when you're coming to them acting as if like they're so important to you, because they get yeah. off. It's a sick thing. They get off on denying the one who is trying to repair the thing. It's yes. it's fucking gnarly and gross.
And it's like, if I did, like, I probably did do something. Like, I probably did hurt their feelings once in a while. Like, we were friends for years, for so long. But, like, we could never have those conversations and be like, this hurt me. Like, that yeah. was not okay. And this hurt yeah. me, because I was so afraid of him. And I think he kind of liked that, to be honest.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I remember it starting even our freshman year of high school. And yeah, I just like completely got bullied by my like friend group, my core group, and they exiled me out of it. And I like made new friends afterwards, and they were so mad at me. And I was like, I was so thankful though that I was like, I'm not friends with you guys anymore, because that is the most toxic behavior. And it's like, you know, if you really had a problem with something I was doing, you could have told me. So I, to this day, don't even think I really did anything wrong rather than was like a high school girl.
I'm sure, not to cut you off, but I'm sure that's, I had to immediately react because.
And it's like, at the time, like, I feel like that was really mature just to be like, hey, if I fucked up, I fucked up and I apologize because you're really upset, obviously. So how can I make this better? What can I do for you? Is it something in the way I communicate? And the thing is, it's like, if you are in any situation, you are the one that's like, hey, there's some distance, there's something weird going on between us. Is there something I did that, you know, maybe I didn't realize or I didn't notice? Like, I want to help our relationship and I apologize for, you know, maybe putting this on you. And the person is like, no, you're fine. It's whatever. Like, you didn't do anything. Like, you did all you could. You did all you could.
That's right.
And you don't have to worry about it anymore because there are too many people who are passive like that. Like, no, you didn't. It's fine. And then we'll still go and talk shit about you. And it's like, I actually did exactly what I was supposed to do. And I did what I could to save whatever this relationship is.
Yeah.
And you being childish in that way and not, if you even want to express, I don't want to be your friend anymore, you can do that. But like completely dismissing something and be like, no, it's okay. Like, that is not on you, baby. That is on them. And you don't need to worry about people like that.
At all. And it can be hard not to. I had something in the last year and a half that was like that. No good reason for it. I think we talked about it once. But there's still no resolution to it because there never will be because there must be something in them that enjoys seeing me twist in the wind. And to that, I say, go fuck yourself. But because it didn't seem like they'd be one of those people, it took me a little while. Do you know? And also in the fucking middle of pandemic, it's not exactly easy to remember that stuff. But that's always a good thing to remember. Also, you know, you freaked them out when you went up and were so mature.
They were like,
that wigged them out. And then you had the audacity to go make new friends.
Yeah, that was the thing. And it was like, oh, she's replacing me. It's like, fuck off. Like, I am. That is exactly what I'm doing. And it was just, I found it so interesting because like 2 years later, after everything had happened, I had gotten like texts from different people in the friend group that I used to be in being like, hey, I'm really sorry for the way we treated you. And I was like, thanks.
Yeah.
You know, and I did end up talking with this person and kind of just like, you know, we sat down and they'd had apologized to me and I was like, yeah. And like, I apologize still if there's anything I did and still didn't know what the fuck I did. And they still didn't tell me.
Because he didn't do anything.
And, you know, I know they were struggling with some like mental health issues. So that like I have compassion for and I understand. And like, that's a really vulnerable thing to tell somebody you haven't talked to in a while. But still, I just remember too after that, like we were like, okay, like let's like try hanging out. Let's do something. And I had texted them like, hey, do you still want to hang out? No answer. And I was like, all right, go fuck yourself. Yeah. Like you apologize. I forgive you. I forgave you on my own first though. Like I learned that like acceptance and forgiveness and closure. Sometimes you don't need to meet up with a person to get closure. You do that on your own.
Right.
Because sometimes I think that prolongs it. Like it doesn't really help the closure. Like you really need to forgive somebody, especially if they're not giving that, like, I'm sorry by yourself. And I did that. I was like, I forgive him. Like that's, it's done. It's over. I might not talk to them again, but like, I forgive you. And you know, he had sat down with me and apologized. And I was like, thank you. Like, I forgive you. And I actually forgave you about a year ago. But right. I do appreciate it. And I appreciate you just, you know, wanting to sit down and talk with me. Because that was mature. That was growth. And I was like, that's really cool that after, like, a while, like, with space, you did that. And, like, you have been maturing just like I want to mature. So.
And it's exactly what you said. The key is you doing it yourself. And by the way, for yourself, because fuck them. Yes. They don't matter. It's about you and relieving yourself of that, which I think I've done in that other situation we were talking about. Even though I said, go fuck yourself to the person. I mean that in a positive way. You know what I mean? And just saying, well, that's them. And they have, like we talked about before, they have to be themselves the rest of their lives. And I know I didn't do anything bad. You know what I mean?
I'm literally writing this down to make a TikTok about it.
Good.
Just
okay,
how
cool.
to forgive people, like, yeah. on your own. Like, yeah, like, not, yeah, just like you said, it, fuck you, but, like, still, like, I'm still gonna, like, make this closure by myself because I don't need you to do that.
And also, sometimes we can dwell on these things and then make it the thing that we talk about to friends, similar to the thing that we talked about with relationships, in that mm-hmm. it's like, can you believe this was done to me? Now, there's a certain amount of that that's reasonable, or you're catching your very, yeah. very close friends up on the situation at hand. But sometimes then it's like, why am I bringing this back into my mind? I don't need to think about this anymore. Yeah. It guaranteed it's going to come back into my mind and be intrusive at the worst possible moment at some point in the future. I don't, you know, but whatever, I'll deal with that then. Right. I don't need to be bringing it back voluntarily, you know?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And it's like, I love when people are like, no, I don't care about this person. I don't care about that. But they're constantly like talking about it or talking shit about the person.
Yeah.
Or going in, and it's like, you don't need to tell me you don't care about something. You can care about it. Like, you can be mad at somebody and care about that situation. You don't need to play it off like, no,
I'm
don't
cool,
care.
Man. I'm cool. It's fine.
I'm cool.
It's fine.
Like, it's whatever. But X, Y, and Z, it's like, no, like, you care. You are fixating on it so much because, you know, those people who bring up things like every time you're with them.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
Listen, you don't need to sit here and be like, I don't care. You care, obviously.
You
and
care
you're
a
gonna
lot.
Keep talking about it.
Yeah.
But like, it's pissing me off that you're saying you don't care because we both know you're in denial of it. And let's figure out how to get you not to care.
It's also frustrating when you offer some kind of solution type advice or whatever, and they go, well, no, it's fine. I mean, I don't really care that much. And you're like, oh my God.
Oh yes. It is the worst. I just remember like having a friend who had asked me to give them advice on like a relationship. And I was like, okay, here's my blunt advice. Like, and then was like, well, I'm not going to take your advice. And like, I don't need your advice. And I was like, then why did you ask me to give you advice? Because I think we both know I was going to say something you didn't like. Like, I'm not going to say something to please you. Like,
right. I've had that happen many times. I remember someone, and I said, listen, here's the deal. You should break up with this person. And I said it a couple times. And they didn't want to hear it after a while. And it's like, okay, fine. We won't talk about it. But because if you keep bringing it, if you bring it up to me again, I'm just going to tell you again, you should break up with them. That's
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, and you cannot get mad at me when you're asking me, when you're telling me, like, I'm going to dump all of this on you, you know? And that's okay to do sometimes with friends. Like, dumping things and just being like, I feel this way. Like, you should have that like openness with a friend.
Yeah.
But like, to do that over and over about the same situation and never ask, like, are you emotionally ready for this? Like,
yeah.
do you want to talk about this again? Is like kind of rude, you know? Like,
right.
not asking that, or just not even being like, do I ask this person about their life ever?
That's a really good point. Make sure if you're talking about something like that, that you genuinely care too, and figure out if you're genuinely interested. Also parse out, are you genuinely interested in this person? Not generally, genuinely, or are they a receptacle for your unattractive emotions that
mm-hmm.
you know, because everyone's capable of everything. So, you know, don't just say, oh, well, not me. It could be you. You know what I mean?
No, I've totally done that before. Like, we're all capable of everything. That is so true. Like, you can't be like, no, and like on your high horse. Like, we constantly are having to check ourselves all the time.
Yeah.
Because we're human beings. We're not perfect. And we're learning in a very imperfect world how to do things. So there's no way we're going to learn the right way to do everything.
And especially if you have a bunch of traumatic circumstances happening, it can be very
yeah.
easy to not see other people's emotions, lives, whatever. When you said
yeah.
that, you know, you were reactive to your friend, I find yeah. that's a really good barometer for myself. If I pop off on someone who says something to me like that, that I'm in agreement with them and I'm upset with myself that I'm in this situation.
Yeah.
And that's usually like, if that happens, it's a huge like a sign like, oh, okay. It's almost like a decider like, oh, right now I got to take care of this.
Yeah.
Ideally, it won't get to that point, you know, like, hopefully.
Exactly. And it's like, yeah, like, just Because I, like I said, like I'm such a, like I react sometimes way too quick before I am completely listening to somebody. And that's something I really am working on and have like done like great with lately, you know, but like just catching yourself and be like, yeah, like I think why the reason I'm reacting is I'm sad that like maybe I made you feel this way, or I'm kind of mad at myself that I did that, or maybe I don't agree with you, but I'm not hearing you out yet. And I apologize for that. Like sometimes that's me, because sometimes I do know, like I don't agree with what you're saying. And enough, not if it's about like human rights, like if you're saying shit like that, I'm like, no, go fuck yourself and I will give you that heat. But you know, just with very just normal things, sometimes yeah. I know like, okay, I do not agree with what you're saying. I completely disagree,
yeah.
But I'm not giving you the space to maybe talk about it and tell me why you feel that way or what it is. Because like, we also have to normalize like allowing people to change their minds when they're presented with new information.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah.
So like, I'm not giving you that space to possibly, you know, make me think about something differently.
Because sometimes if people aren't given the space to do that, they get defensive and reactive and they go yeah. back to their initial position because they're also like, well, fuck you. You're just kind of attacking me. Because sometimes you just feel like the pressure
yeah.
of the anger. And then yeah. you feel, and then sometimes also the embarrassment of perhaps either being wrong or assuming that someone's, if it's a partner, telling you something that you have a weird feeling about because you feel like defensive or whatever. Those are mm-hmm. all good reasons to sort of check in with yourself as to why or what's going
right.
on. But again, like the main thing is what, like you said, hear them out first before deciding, like three words in based on the tone yeah. of voice.
Especially if it's somebody you like, respect and care about and love, like hear those people out, because most of the time they're not trying to come for you or yeah. hurt you. And you may have a past like I do, just of people just actually trying to come for me or hurt me in that way. But like people that are close to you in your life that you're secure with, like those people are not out to get you.
Right.
Unless like they're crazy, and like people are crazy sometimes and we don't know, but like usually those people are not out to get you.
No, your close ones, your foxhole friends, again, that yeah. whole thing. Because people can lose their minds. I had someone do that to me. I think we talked about it before. But generally, the ones who are actually your close friends, when I hear something from, say, Jason, right, my friend who's in town yeah. and we're going to hang out this week, you know, and we've checked each other about things. Him in a certain relationship, me in a certain relationship. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on, babe? Like that kind of thing. And it's
yeah.
like, and then once you start talking, particularly if you're in a situation like I was once with the old relationship, where there's just a lot of crazy stuff going on. But mm-hmm. it felt like this weird thing where I couldn't talk about it because I didn't even know how to begin to talk about it and who to. And my friend was touring or away. No, he was recording, but he was out of town or whatever. And I was working crazy hours. So it was just like a rinse and repeat of like weird days all the time.
Yeah.
But then finally I was talking to him about what was happening. And that helped me to set about the course of action I needed to take to correct things, you know? And
right.
And without that, it would have been a lot more weeks and maybe months of a lot of bad times.
Right. Sometimes people, you should always trust yourself, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Allow other people to say their piece too sometimes, you know, like trust your gut, trust yourself always, like first I'd say, but don't completely cut off other people's viewpoints or opinions. I mean, on stuff like relationships, shit,
yeah.
not like human yeah. rights. No, like those people can go fuck themselves if they think yeah. differently, but you know, like stuff like this, because yeah, these people... Also, like, people are off through different walks of life and just different experiences. And, like, somebody may know something that you're going through because they've gone through that before, or know someone that has and just, like, has a piece to give you, just something to think about.
Yeah.
You have to take it, but it's always something to, like, have in your back pocket, you know? And that's
yeah.
kind of comforting, too.
And also, sometimes you can be in that kind of situation where, like you said, you know in the back of your mind, but you're not good at getting out of the thing or mm-hmm. whatever, and you don't know what to do. And so sometimes that advice from a friend or just the perspective of a trusted friend can help you actually take the steps to get out of whatever situation it is.
Right. Exactly. So trust your friends, but also trust yourself.
And check your breath, right? That's what you said. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think that wraps up this episode, right?
Yeah, I think so too.
I think we talked about a lot of stuff and things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Many stuffs and things.
Ooh, see you next Tuesday. Ooh, see you next Tuesday. Tuesday. Ooh, see you next Tuesday.